Now as we turn our heart's love to our beloved, mighty, divine director, he who has guarded us so long, we ask our beloved I Am Presence to pour every bit of love of our life stream to him. And keep the outer self obedient, so at all times he can pour forth through us whatever will bring the greatest safety to our nation and the mightiest victory of eternal freedom to the earth. Beloved of my heart, it is our great pleasure and privilege, as well as our joy, to bring to you tonight the assistance from our octave will enable you to understand more clearly that which we are trying to do to help you and the nation and the world. In rendering our assistance to every life stream, regardless of what has been created by the outer self's misuse of energy, we at all times are concerned with the drawing forth the expansion of the light from the heart flame through the outer self so the higher mental body can have greater freedom to pour forth greater power and greater perfection through the outer self. Therefore, our activity is the use of the power of the great central sun magnet. Our love, when we pour it forth to a life stream, draws the light within the heart flame out through the flesh and enables that heart flame to enlarge. The higher mental body then can pour forth more of its perfection through the outer self. When the individual consciously understands this and can cooperate by conscious command, the expansion of the light in the life stream is very, very much more rapid. And I wish to assure you that when we speak of the expansion of the light within the life stream, we are calling forth the greater power of the light, the greater concentration of the electronic force of light into the outer self and from within out, releasing that greater force of eternal perfection. What we want to accomplish through mankind is by conscious command for the release into the physical world of the eternal perfection from the ascended master's octave. Each individual can have as much of this as he or she wants by the use of the conscious command. Mankind would long ago have expanded the light much more rapidly and would have had greater strength of the light within to create greater perfection and protection if the individual's intellect had understood how to cooperate with the ascended masters who are giving their own life, their own love, their own light, a perfection to be a magnetic pull upon the heart flame of the individual until it expands and is given freedom through the outer self. No matter what the effort is that individuals make in the outer to use the powers of light to create conditions in this world, every individual is constantly using the energy of life, the energy of each one's own life, and also the energy, the universal light energy, in the atmosphere about you and in the powers of nature to create the physical things that you use in the physical world. And when you are using the blessings and powers of nature, try to realize that is still the gift of love from someone or more of the cosmic beings who have created the powers of nature, who have established them here, who sustain them here, and who constantly expand through them here, the greater life of perfection from the ascent of Master's octave. Could you understand the great plan of design of perfection? And I'm speaking of eternal perfection from the ascent of Master's octave into the physical world. It would enable you to cooperate more often with conditions in the physical octave that you do not always think are constructive. The plan of perfection, and I mean the original divine design of perfection, of creation, is constantly coming forth from the ascent of masters and cosmic beings into the powers of nature. And in the infinitely small, as well as the infinitely great, the pattern of eternal perfection is always sent forth first. If there is any other pattern in existence, it is due to mankind's imposition of discord upon that which was originally divinely designed perfection to produce eternal perfection here. Once you become aware that is your eternal obligation to yourself, which you yourself chose, decreed, and accepted the responsibility of manifesting from the great central sun when you first came into embodiment, when the flame first individualized from the great central sun. You, of your own free will, chose to come into embodiment, to use the powers of life to design, create, expand perfection. You accepted the responsibility of the use of life's energy wherever you went, wherever you go, wherever you've been in embodiment, wherever you will be embodiment. Of your own free will, you chose embodiment. Of your own free will, you accepted the responsibility of the use of energy, of the use of life. Of your own free will, you chose to embody, to use, or bring into outer physical manifestation the master powers of the great central sun's sacred fire heart flame. And that heart flame is sacred fire love. You individualized because you loved to individualize. You wanted to individualize of your own free will. Therefore, no one is in physical manifestation by any arbitrary command of any part of life. The individual with free will, who is a creator and a co-creator with the great central sun, magnificent beings of immortal perfection, every individual who has free will accepts the responsibility of creation. The divine plan is to create perfection. Tonight, I bring to you an opportunity. And if you will care to set this into action as just a natural habit within you all the time, it will bring to you such blessings and such security as only the sacred fire love can bring. Now I offer you a responsibility. I offer you an opportunity. I offer you an obligation to call forth the great central suns, fiery Christ, blue lightning, purifying love, and cosmic violet consuming flames, purifying love, forgiveness, and mercy to life, to charge forth into all the money of your land, into all the wealth of your land, into all the supply of the powers of nature within your land, with the command that whatever great central suns, sacred fire loves, immortal purity is necessary, will charge into all money, all wealth, all the blessings of your land, whatever sacred fire love prevents all wrong. Now there'll a whale go up from the hordes of evil, but pay no attention. If you were to charge everything you use, everything you call into existence, everything you want to draw forth into your world, everything you buy, everything you pay out in the use of supply, everything you do every day with your beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host, great central suns, sacred fire loves, fiery Christ, blue lightning, prevention of all wrong, my dear ones, I cannot put into words that you comprehend the blessing, the miracles, and the powers that will be yours to use as naturally as breathing. Some of these powers you've already used in centuries past, that constructively used energies in the causal body, that could come forth to more rapidly bring this into outer existence. But wherever you go, your very blessing to all life with the sacred fire love that forever prevents all wrong would automatically make conditions in which you abide the eternal perfection for which you have called. Now, if you're big enough, if you are great enough in your love to life, if your desire is selfless enough to call this into every outer physical manifestation, you cannot realize what that will bring as a changed condition into your outer world affairs until you begin to use it. Every conceivable thing of human creation will try to take your attention away from your doing this, but it's up to you. You are the master authority. You are the free will of the great central sun's life. You are the heart flame of eternal, perpetual creation. And if you care to render this service to your nation, to be the security of supply to that which is constructive within your borders, you could not lack for supply of any good thing, you yourselves individually. I have been hoping for this for some time. To some degree, the messenger has been doing it individually and occasionally in your decrees. But if you will gather a momentum of this by concerted action, keep demanding this charged into the wealth of your land, into the conditions in which you live, into your use of all the powers of life, and then the perfection from the ascended master's octave can flow much more powerfully and quickly into your outer use and bring you blessings that as yet the rest of mankind has not received. It depends entirely on your own decision that you make and your command to life, that everything you call forth into existence be charged for eternity with the great central sun's sacred fires, love's fiery Christ blue lightning, prevention of all wrong. And you can be through with the experience of human discord if you care to do this, if you choose to render this service to protect the supply of your nation, your natural resources, the God blessings within your borders, and that includes your freedom. Thank you so much. Won't you be seated, please? Just remain so. When you understand what freedom to the nation means to the rest of the world, it means the survival of everything that is constructive on the earth, because the United States of America is the heart flame of freedom from the ascended master's octave to this world. And therefore, the freedom which individuals desire must be charged with the sacred fires, love of fiery Christ, blue lightning, prevention of all wrong. Because unawakened individuals very often interpret freedom as license, and freedom is not license. Freedom is the right use of life, and therefore the unlimited use of anything and everything in existence to produce perfection that is eternal and that carries the blessing of love to everybody and everything else in creation. Life is perpetual creation. Therefore, if you use your life and the life in the universe around you, your conscious intelligence, your conscious command, and you love life enough to demand into this world the mighty I Am presence and the ascended hosts, great central suns, sacred fire loves, fiery Christ, blue lightning, prevention of all wrong. By conscious command, you can, with a certain amount of momentum of this, keep destructive forces from desecrating that which is the freedom that has been given to you by God's own heart, the heart of the great central sun, the heart of the physical sun, the heart of this world, the heart of freedom to the earth, which is the United States of America. And it is not idly, I assure you, that there has been established within this nation the Order of the Purple Heart. That is exactly what I'm talking about now. The violet flame heart, the purple heart of the sacred fire love of immortal freedom is the very life of this nation and the sustaining life of freedom to the earth. And therefore, the violet flame is the purifying love that loves life enough to forgive human creation and draws forth the power of life enough from the great central sun to qualify everything that is called into existence in the future with the ascended master's fiery Christ blue lightning prevention of all wrong. And then you have closed the door of eternity against the human use of that which you create. What you bring forth of perfection will bless all, including yourselves, and will ever grow greater in its fulfillment of the great divine plan. And more than that, as you draw this eternal perfection into manifestation in this world, it becomes a raising power that draws mankind into the ascension, becomes the raising power that illumines and purifies the earth and raises the earth itself into the ascent of master's octave, and the earth becomes a sun. You become a sun in your own world, and as that sun presence of sacred fire love, it is the raising activity that raises the nation and the world into that same great sun presence of immortal freedom. And there is no freedom anywhere in existence without the sacred fire love from the great central sun. And when we call for the sacred fire love's fiery Christ blue lightning prevention of all wrong, that flame of love, as it goes forth, is clothed in blue lightning on the outside. And that stays there for eternity. It acts for eternity. It expands for eternity. And it rules for eternity. Everything in manifestation. This is the master flame of life. It's the master control of manifestation. It's the master intelligence and right way to live life. And it is the fulfillment of the great divine plan. To use this is the highest obedience you can give. And as you use it, it will automatically harmonize you and your worlds. When you commence to use this as a matter of habit, then you begin to be filled with immortal harmony. And when your life energy and everything in your beings and world is charged with eternal harmony, the human has no chance to be created. I am showing you the open door tonight into the eternal divine way to be free from human creation and the harmonious way to solve every problem, and therefore the permanent way to change every condition into permanent perfection. And it'll never be done any other way. Everyone might just as well make up his and her mind not to keep calling forth the beloved I Am presence and the ascended hosts, great central suns, sacred fire love, a fiery Christ, blue lightning, victory, perfection, and prevention of all wrong is the master commander life. It is the harmonious way to produce eternal perfection, and it is the eternal protection to everything that fulfills the divine plan until the work of the centuries is completed, and you, the heart flame in your own hearts, has expanded and enfolded you in its sun presence, and your love in turn enfolds the nation or the world in the sun presence of that same sacred fire love from the great central sun that for eternity prevents all wrong. And I hope you come home to your freedom. Thank you so much. Now, you might try every intellectual idea that has ever come through the consciousness of life in this world. But if you do not have the sacred fire love of the heart flame, whether it be your mighty I Am presence, or the heart flames of the ascended host, or the heart flame from the great central sun, or the heart flame from the physical sun, matters not unless you have that heart flame, sacred fire, love, you will never have freedom. Therefore, it is the guard of the immortal freedom that is the divine plan's fulfillment for this nation and the world. But so long as human creation is still in existence and has not yet been consumed, then there must go forth by conscious command of unascended beings the call and the demand upon the cosmic law. For the beloved I Am presence and the ascended hosts, great central suns, sacred fire loves, fiery Christ, blue lightning, prevention of all wrong. And then you seal whatever you bring into existence in the ascended master's sacred fire love that is not only immortal protection, it is the immortal, sustained perfection ever expanding throughout infinite space and is immortal happiness. It is the victory over all human creation, because this is the permanent, harmonious way to change every condition of physical experience, if you will but give the command. So tonight I leave you to contemplate this, to decide within yourselves whether you wish to do it. And if you set the habit and make the decision and you do it, and gain the momentum around you every time you draw forth an expansion of this sacred fire love, we will draw forth twice as much and add to yours, that we may redeem the nation more quickly and protect what is of God within your borders until the human creation can be consumed. When treason runs rampant within your nation and every devilish force in existence wants to destroy this nation and its freedom as the heart of the world, we need every call everyone under this radiation can give, everyone who understands this law. And if you will give us this cooperation, your blessings will be without limit for eternity, and the door to your freedom is tonight opened unto you. So I leave you to decide within yourselves whether you wish to use the heart flame of sacred fire love from your presence and from every ascended master, from the ascended master's octave, and from the great central sun, into all the wealth of your world, all the resources of your world, and that means the energy of your people, to charge all the wealth of this nation with whatever great central suns, sacred fire loves, fiery Christ, blue lightning, prevention of all wrong is necessary, to send it forth like lightning throughout your borders, everywhere within the land. And wherever that goes forth, that which is of human creation will be stilled, repelled, and consumed. So it is boundless in its power, eternal in its blessings, and infinite in its release of the perfection of the divine plan fulfilled. So tonight, the patriotism that is to save this nation is the sacred fire of love from the great central sun that created the nation in the beginning. The nation was established by the sacred fire of love of immortal freedom of your beloved Saint Germain, the mighty Washington, and the early patriots that gave everything they were and had to bring into existence the focus of eternal freedom to the earth. And now, if you call forth everything from the great central sun's sacred fire of love, and you command the great central sun's fiery Christ, blue lightning, prevention of all wrong, there will come to you such legions of assistance as you do not even know yet exist. But they will set into action that which the sinister force cannot oppose. So we will secure you to greater protection as you call this into outer conditions to do that which physically you cannot do otherwise. So I enfold you tonight in the full momentum of my own life streams, sacred fire love, that I have drawn forth in service to life throughout the ages I have served. And I call forth that great central sun's fiery Christ, blue lightning, prevention of all wrong, and it can go forth like one flash of lightning and still into annihilation that which dares any longer to oppose the perfection of life. So your perfection is invincibly protected as you call it into outer conditions and expand its sacred fire love to save the freedom of your nation and the sanity of mankind. And I'm talking about the hypnotic control of the sinister force, for it is nothing but criminal, insane hypnotism. And this is your protection against it. My gift is beyond money and beyond price. But it is invincibly victorious for eternity. It is power without limit, and none can take it out of the universe. I give you that which is eternal in its mighty mastery over everything in this world. May you have its blessings without limit as you use it to safeguard your nation and that which is of God within your borders, till mankind awakens from the hypnotic sleep of the centuries, the hypnotic sleep of the senses, and the hypnotic sleep of slavery to destructive forces. Mankind does not need to go down under the destruction of human creation with this almighty power in the universe offering itself for the freedom of all, if you will but call forth fiery Christ blue lightning prevention of all wrong and demand the heart flame sacred fire of love that releases that fiery Christ blue lightning prevention into anything and everything in your beings and worlds, then through your nation and through the world, till mankind awakens to some kind of intelligence beside the creation of human discord. The magnificent perfection of the Ascended Master's octave is that which has created the planet, created the powers of nature upon it, sustain it, keep it in perfect balanced action, keeps it in its orbit, and those cosmic beings are the very sacred fire love of which I speak, and they are the fiery Christ blue lightning prevention of mankind's creation any longer being allowed to touch you or your worlds or anything in existence, so long as you command and demand the prevention of all wrong. So let us go forward, and I trust I have your cooperation to your victory and the victory of the ascension for all. Thank you with all my heart. Thank you so much, precious ones. Beloved Divine Director, thank you for your guard of our life streams. Thank you for your help that you have given us thus far. May we stand beside you now and render that service which does purify our nation and save it from the human creation of unascended mankind. And we thank you. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all on this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such sacred fire love from the great central sun's own heart's flame and fiery Christ blue lightning prevention of all wrong, and that it goes forth automatically wherever we abide. And forever is the master control of everything in existence. And we thank thee forever. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with whatever your miracle mantle of love's mastery can give, and blaze your fiery Christ blue lightning prevention of all wrong everywhere throughout this nation. And let us render the service we are able to give, and we thank thee forever. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty beings who have blessed us so richly through the centuries. And now, to the beloved seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress the great central sun's heart flame of sacred fire love and fiery Christ blue lightning annihilation and prevention of all wrong, let it blaze without reservation until the human creation of mankind is consumed for eternity. We thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and may it all. To our beloved mighty I Am Presence, the blessed great divine director, asking them to accept it, and all the ascended host, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it. Now, from this hour, with the great central sun's most terrific, overwhelming cosmic onrush, and concentration of the heart flames, sacred fire, love, and fiery Christ blue, like the annihilation and prevention of all wrong, and send it forth with such force no human thing can survive anywhere in this nation for any reason whatsoever, and charge every gift we have received from the mighty I Am Present and the Ascended Host with whatever prevents all wrong, here, now, and for eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains in the outer use of those on this radiation, expanded worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all is not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, and to mankind once and forever is cut free from all that is of human creation. To this end are we dedicated, to this end are we consecrated, to this end do we serve, until the victory of eternity takes the place of mankind's human experiment with discord. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and now all the great central suns, sacred fire, love, and fiery Christ, blue lightning, prevention of all wrong, annihilation and prevention of all wrong that is necessary to sweep throughout this nation and save it quickly from anything and everything that the sinister force wants to impose upon life. And we thank thee.